You're listening to KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle and at kexp.org. You just heard Vancouver, BC band Weed. Gillian Welch from The Harrow and the Harvest and the Dave Rawlings Machine are going to be in Seattle playing the Paramount on Saturday, October 24th. And stay tuned for an in-studio session with Dave Rawlings Machine. And The Weather Station with Shy Women. And that song appears on our current KEXP Music That Matters podcast mix. You can subscribe to those for free at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters, host of The Midday Show, and pretty unanimous, we are all very excited to have Ott live in studio today. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us. I just realized I'm the only one with a mic.
And everyone looks raring and ready to play a song. So why don't you start us off with a couple of tunes?
Yeah, you gotta breathe. Yeah, you're a good apple. Now shake it, shake it, shake it, go. It's a shame that we even have to go there patiently. I'll wait while you run up. If your dirt is in a tower, that's where it is gonna grow. If we're being honest, you would want to live here 14 clocks in half as many rooms. Slip off, slip off, slip off, slip off, get lost. The dark side. Nothing here, boys. The monument. You climb it. And what did you see? What did you see? What did I see? What did I see? Well, surely you could say that there were men for miles. There were men for miles. And doesn't it just bring a tear? Tear, yeah, tear, 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 tear.
Yeah. dance tonight, 'cause that is all that I have left.
Yes. Yes.
So good. Ott, live in the KEXP studios, one of my favorite albums of the year, Sun Coming Down. Again, thank you so much for coming in today. So great to have you here.
Thank you for having us. This is really great.
I'm such a big fan, and since the first time that I saw the band live, it's been my mission to try to get you here in studio. I saw a fantastic show at Sasquatch just outside of Seattle.
Oh, wow. This is so funny. People keep, like, in the past 3 days, people have said, like, oh, you were great at Sasquatch. And for us, like, we all felt that that was one of the worst we'd ever played because we were, like, sunbaked, had flown in from Montreal, and then we're going to Paris, which sounds like super rock star, but actually was not. But then, so it's really great to hear that that was a good show. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Well, and not to be outdone, but I had the great fortune also to see you in Poland in August. And I think you would have to agree that was an amazing show.
That was a wonderful show.
The crowd was going insane at that set. Suffice it to say, such a great live band. And you really seem to have captured that live sound on Sun Coming Down. I'm going to guess that's something that you went into making the record wanting to do consciously?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we didn't even really have a choice. We just went in and played the songs live. And it would have been harder to make them not sound live and to rebuild them.
You have done a ton of touring in the past year, maybe even longer. It seems like every time I look at your social media, you're on the road. And it makes me wonder if you felt rushed making this album because you were touring so much between the time you released the last record and this new record, and if you were rushed, was that a good thing for the process? Because the outcome's amazing.
I think rushed is a... I don't think we were rushed in the sense that we did it extremely quickly. We went into... It wasn't rushed in... Like, we hadn't played together for a very long time, except for playing the songs that we already had. So we were, I think, very excited to play new music and to write new music, and it definitely was faster than I've ever written. And you have to remember that the previous album we wrote in like over an 18 month period, and this album we wrote and recorded in 3 months. So it was very quick, but we also had a lot that we felt that we needed to get out, I think. And it was definitely informed by the time constraints that we had. And it's very interesting to go on the road with songs that we haven't road tested for a long time, or that we're not totally aware of how they're going to evolve. It's not so much rushed as it is a different process, a process that is like ultimately enjoyable.
Do the songs evolve when you start to play them live? I mean, I'm hoping you're as happy with the album as I am, but do you change the songs much when you start playing them live?
They don't really change too much, but small decisions get made, which make the songs like tighter, for example.
You guys live in Montreal, but none of you are Canadian. Is it fair to assume, though, that that's where you met and started the band?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we all went there for school, pretty much, and then, you know, met each other through, like, music circles and friend circles, and just have, like, played together for a long time in different incarnations.
Well, I'm wondering what your experience has been like playing there. It's such a burgeoning music scene. I'm always hearing about great new bands there that I've never even heard of. And I know that you started out by playing just a ton of shows. And when did you start making music, and what has been that community like for you? Everyone's being so polite. Yeah. They want to defer to, you want to defer to each other.
Yeah, I mean, it is an amazing place. There's so much fantastic music happening there, and I guess we've the different bands that we've been in, and like other projects, like everyone in this band has other projects and is in other bands, so I think that's one of the richest things about Montreal, is just everybody has their hands in so many different things, and yeah, it's just such a nice, like, supportive community as well. And I think there's like equal room for being, you know, more very experimental, but also people, you know, just doing like, I don't know, recognizing things that are just realness. And so it's great. It's a very supportive community.
No, go ahead.
I find that there's a certain lack of attention to kind of external music trends, which is thrilling in a sense. Like when you're making music or when you're playing, you're really only thinking about like, what will my peers think of this, or what will my friends think of this and that. I mean, they can be, like, very supportive, but also people that you feel like you need to work hard to impress or to do something novel or interesting or, like, kind of outside of what is expected of you. So I feel that everyone's working quite hard in Montreal, and I really appreciate that. Like, it's definitely pushed me to do things that I wouldn't have done had I not, like, wanted to impress my friends or, like, do something with my friends.
Sounds like you all landed in a great place. And again, love the new record, Sun Coming Down, Ought live in the studios here at KEXP. How about a couple of more songs?
Cold tonight.
Sounds so great. It's Ott live on KEXP tonight, playing at the Sunset here in Seattle, and a new album, Sun Coming Down. Thank you again so much. It's so great to have you here. You've got a tune to KEXP Seattle.